Several weeks ago, I was talking with one of the many wonderful families from the parish. I was over at their house for a little while, visiting with them. And they were informing me of their plans to find a little Airbnb intentionally out in the middle of nowhere, far from civilization, out in the darkness with the explicit intention of going to look at the stars at night. Of course, I was intrigued by this endeavor. When I saw them the following week, eagerly I asked them, "So how was it?" And he immediately responded, "Well, it was overcast the entire time we were there. So much for that." And I, on behalf of planet Earth, was offering my condolences and apologies. And he immediately, without missing a beat, said, "Father, it's only a tragedy if we don't look up at the stars every single day." And I thought, touche. Perhaps we need a dose of this magic, a seasoning of this beauty, if we're to understand at all this scientific study of the Magi. They're not just astrologers or astronomers sitting there with protractors and compasses, navigation equipment, plotting the course of the heavens. No, they understand the stars to be something much more profound than that. They're a light that shines in the darkness. They're a light that reaches from beyond the horizon of our universe, reaches towards us, calling us somewhere else. They knew that. And on top of that, they understood the heavens to be that which contains the mystery of God. It's a manifestation of his plan, of the divine intent, and that's why they watched it so closely. They're the ones in the press box above, watching the formations of the stars down below and calling plays in response to it, recognizing, attending to what God is revealing and expressing about his plans, his designs, and his providence. And so they packed up and went at the instant that they recognized something was happening, just as Our Lady did in haste to the hill country of Judea after the visitation of the angel. They pack up and follow the stars to beyond. And perhaps the supreme irony of this revelation is that the farthest and brightest star didn't take them away from the face of the earth. Quite the contrary. The brightest light, the brightest star, the thing that beckoned them from the highest place in the world, brought them before the face of the infant in the manger. That is something profoundly beautiful. That looking up at the heavens from far away, in that instant, the light pointed them to the fact that heaven had been made low before them. That is a beautiful gift. Not the star rejoicing in its own light for its own sake. Not the Magi exulting in what they had discovered, and certainly not the pathetic plans of Herod. It brings them before the light shining from the eyes of the infant in the manger, his light. That's what they delighted in, and that's what they rejoiced in, and that's what they were able to perceive creation was pointing towards. And they're caught up in this instant, in this marvelous exchange of heaven spilling forth its light upon the earth at night, and the earth budding forth a savior in response. They're caught up in this symphony of salvation completely. And what can they do but open up their treasures and offer everything that they have? Bishop Barron said, "Are we giving our response to Christ with coffee spoons? No, the point is that we open up the coffers of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and we offer to him everything that's valuable to us." Another way of saying that, my brothers and sisters, is that they offered themselves to him who was offered for their sake. And their hearts were throbbing and overflowing with joy. This exchange continues, and that gold and frankincense and myrrh are offered to this king. But the riches of the heart of Jesus Christ, the deepest treasure, the most valuable treasure, is given in response and was already given beforehand, eliciting their response, heart speaking to heart from across the surface of the earth, drawing all people towards this moment. And they departed home by a different way because they could not return home in any other way. There's no being the same after this moment of encounter, out of this beautiful, tender moment, a moment of salvation. Fulton Sheen said that the Lord didn't come to make us nice people. He came to make us new. And that's what the Magi realized. They were made new and had to return a different way. So what are we to do as we celebrate the brightness of this star? It's guiding through the darkness. It's guiding through their lives. It's drawing all people to one moment, one climactic moment, definitively in the history of the world. What are we to do? Yes, certainly, go out and look at the stars. Go out at night and look up. Flee the light pollution of the cities. Rent and take up all the Airbnbs. Look up. But in so doing, do not for an instant forget to look lower and to look closer at the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ that is much nearer, even exceeding the closeness of the infant.